This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Corey Hot Take Majors this morning.
Mass stink, dude.
And you have Alec Medford. Our well wishes, of course, to Mr. Mike Bacsik. Okay, well, he's moving into his full-time role with the Texas Rangers, but... Yeah, Corey, can you repeat that super hot take about the Mavericks that you just had a minute ago?
The Mavs suck. They're not good without centers. But the biggest
feels
thing
like
is,
Mike's still here.
How do all three centers get hurt? Even Moses Brown, it felt like he was going to have like 60 points the other night, and they still stunk. They couldn't rebound. I was like, come on, dude, get some position.
Freaking bums.
Yeah, those bums. Get out there and fix this. And when you don't have centers and you have built your team as very reliant upon bigs, you're not going to be that good. And they need those back. They need the bigs back. So good luck to them.
Okay.
I'll be here for it.
But until then, you still think they're going to...
Hey, not going to win very many.
Not be very good.
They're going to have some nights. They're going to have some other nights.
Okay.
Tonight's a night.
What? Okay. Well, that's what we're bringing to the table, huh, Corey?
I thought we were going to talk Cowboys here, but... You decided to take this
all
off
right,
the path. I was not prepared for Mavs talk yet.
Let's talk. You're the one who brought... It's like you're still here, Mike. All right, let's talk about the Cowboys. I'm going to try to get us a couple of new Cowboys players, all but right. I'm sure you guys are going to figure out a way to make me agitated about all of that.
However, let's do this.
Look, here's the good news. I know people are really bent out of shape about the Deebo Samuel trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we gave up more draft capital for Jonathan Mingo. I hear you.
We'll be all in.
Okay, Jerry, here's your chance.
We had a text exchange with the Tolo, and I asked the question to the group, how much does it matter to you that they, what Micah said?
Yeah.
About picking up the $20 million sure. in salary. Does that matter to you, like in the grand
yes.
scheme of things? Okay, because... The guy who hasn't played much football for the Cowboys since the trade, and we'll give him a name whenever he starts making more catches.
Wow.
Mingo. When it's like he is considered he might not have been able to play football anymore. Like that's how people look at him right now. I was listening to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show this morning, and they were talking about how Mike McCarthy couldn't even get that guy on the field to do anything. Why? Well, there's lots of different reasons. Maybe he's better than we think. Who knows? But the idea is you traded more for a lesser player, but Micah says, but the Commanders picked up $20 million. The Cowboys only had to pick up like two. That does matter to you?
Absolutely. Okay. It does matter.
All right.
And that's why the two players I'm going to get for you, if you approve, and if not, I'm still going to try to convince you anyway, you're going to get them for pretty cheap. All right. So I started my research spawned off of an article, NFL offseason trade offers for players seeking deals. Okay. But then Deebo Samuel kind of switched it up. And you're like, you know what? Maybe this is not going to be that big of a deal. So, for example, ESPN projected a fourth-round pick for Deebo and then another conditional fifth-round pick that could go up to a fourth. So, potentially two fourths. And instead, San Francisco got a fifth. So, that has reshaped our idea of what the trade market is going to look like, especially for some players who still have money on their contracts, guaranteed money on their contracts. The two players I'm going to present to you are Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Allen.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to start with one over the other?
Yeah, let's start offense, because I was listening again this morning and it sounds like the Cowboys are cooling on the idea, or Bobby is cooling on the idea of taking a running back at 12. And less likely to take a wide receiver at 12. So if that's the case.
Yeah, because I'm about to trade for your wide receiver.
If that's the case, so let's see.
Don't even worry about it. All right. Here would be the ideal situation. If you can wait until March 17th to make this trade, Cooper Kupp will be owed $12.5 million for the upcoming season. And then I do not believe any...
Like 2 weeks from now, 2 Mondays from now, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the Rams are obviously going to want to accelerate that, because then he could cost you potentially $20 million in cap space.
Yes.
So how much do you think that difference of $7.5 million is worth in terms of draft compensation? Because if it drops it from like a third to a fifth or a fourth to a sixth, like I know
the
Cowboys...
You have the value charge, yeah, so you know, yes. You understand that a lot better.
And so I know the Cowboys don't have a fourth round pick because of the aforementioned blockbuster Mingo trade, but... I think right now you could get Cooper Kupp, especially if you go prior to the March 17th deadline, for a fifth round pick. The Dallas Cowboys have 4 fifth round picks. Now, I know the troublesome part about this draft is they don't have a first, because I think you could wait until after March 17th and give up a fourth.
Okay.
But the other idea that you could do, and this won't cost you anything until 2026, you could make it a conditional deal and you could say, hey, I'll give you a conditional, depending on what you feel comfortable with, a conditional fourth or a conditional fifth.
Okay.
They could move up essentially around in 2026. So that wouldn't tinker with your draft picks at all here. Now, why would you want Cooper Kupp? And I realize that the concern is going to be, what about the injuries? What about the injuries? Take a look at him and Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, Debo's been hurt a lot. Debo's a very physical player.
Yes.
And because of the style that he plays, and because Mike Shanahan was more willing to put him into those positions because McCaffrey was out, hey, we need you as a running back because Jordan Mason can't catch out of the backfield, so we need you as a threat there. That was a big hindrance. Now, some of the injuries that he got hurt on were passing plays, but it's because of the physical style that he plays with that he puts himself in harm's way.
And so,
but yes, you got 9 games, 12 games, 12 games, or 11 games started out of Cooper Kupp in the last 3 years.
And so that's why he's available, right? Like, he's not available because he's 2021 Cooper Kupp, because that would be stupid. Like, why would the Rams be like, all right, Matthew Stafford, we will bring you back. We're going to trade the best wide receiver on the planet. That would be idiotic.
17 games, 145 catches, 1,900 yards, and 16 touchdowns. No. We're trading that guy for nothing.
So you're trading with the hope that the Rams are, with the hope that you can get that money off the book, and the Cowboys are trading in the hopes that you can, what, get somewhere between 2021 and any of the last 3 years,
yeah,
right?
Have a second receiver that they think is a fantastic option next to CeeDee Lamb.
Exactly. And so if you land somewhere in the middle, maybe you get a receiver who gets 90 catches for 1,100 yards or something along those lines, and you're like, hey, great. All right. So that's the first person I wanted to...
That cost me what again?
Okay, if you make the trade...
A fifth round pick?
Before March 17th, I think it'll cost you a fifth round pick, but he'll hit your cap for $20 million. If you wait until after that, he'll only hit your cap for $12.5 billion. But then I think you're going to have to accelerate your draft capital.
You have those fifth round picks. You have all those later round picks.
Yes, I do.
To make your team better.
Yes, so that's true.
Whatever way you decide to use them, you know, that's the thing. If my scouting department is like, no, dude, we are full of fifth round picks that are going to be starters. All right, then why they're fifth round picks? But we got it all locked up. Don't worry about it. Then I got to trust them. Okay, yeah. I got to trust them on that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But I'm not in love with the idea of taking Cup at the injury because of the injuries. But I do know whenever he's good, he's a very good receiver.
And so this could even be a thing where you could give a 2026 draft pick that is, you know, kind of contingent on how he does. That could go from a fifth to a fourth. Then the other person is Jonathan Allen. And here's why I bring up the salary. So for Cooper Kupp, by the way, so you'd be on the hook for between 12.5 to 20 million, depending on if you got it in before or after March 17th. But in 2026, none of Cooper Kupp's money is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if it just doesn't work out, well, that would be unfortunate, but you can just move on and cut your losses pretty easily. It's the same thing with Jonathan Allen. So Jonathan Allen is going to bring over a $15.5 million hit. So again, this is a big salary hit. And I do think that's one thing, to your point about what Micah said earlier, that people kind of ignore about the Deebo Samuel thing. Like, oh, I can't believe we got him for a fifth round pick. But it's a fifth round pick and $22 million or whatever the exact number was. I apologize for not having that off the top of my head. And so it's the money that comes along with it. The great thing about the Jonathan Allen deal, if you make the move for him, none of his $15.5 million base salary is guaranteed. Because you can make a pretty strong argument, this is the same thing with Cooper Kupp, that this is a player on the decline. And if you ask the question, why would you make a move for a player on the decline? That's a very fair question. Do you believe that he still has any 2021, I think, magic left in him, kind of like Cooper Kupp? The other reason is you just picked up players to go in some of your more intense needs prior to the draft. I realize the Cowboys actually have quite a few needs, but I've tried to pick you up a defensive lineman and a wide receiver that gives you some flexibility.
What round are we giving up here?
For Jonathan Allen, I have great news for you. I do not think this is going to be particularly expensive at all. I think you can give them a 6-round pick, or worst case scenario, a conditional 6-round pick in 2026 that could bump up to a 5.
They have this year, the Commanders have a 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 7. So they're missing that 4-5 window.
So they would want a 5.
Yeah, so that's what they're kind of missing right now.
And they want to move out from this money. And I think a 6 is really all it would take, because Jonathan Allen is a cut potential. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have that big of a hit with him. I think it's like $6 or $7 million. But reason why I mentioned those two is if you think they still have something in the tank, you have now filled some needs, and their money is not uber problematic. You can get Cooper Kupp for $12.5 million. For Jonathan Allen, you can just talk about that all with him ahead of time, because his $15.5 million salary, none of it is guaranteed. And you would have an opportunity to play around with some of that money. So I'm not trying to spend all of the Cowboys' money, because I know they're doing that themselves with some misguided thoughts about the franchise tag. But I didn't cost you a lot of your draft capital. I didn't cost you a lot of your salary cap. But we are rolling the dice with two players who you might learn they're just never going to get that form back.
As far as Jonathan Allen, like, he's one of the pieces that when you hear Broadus talk about the Commanders, it's like they had a load up front. Like, they're difficult to deal with up front. They're heavy, they're strong, they're fast. They do what they do up there. I'm kind of curious how that works with Osa, if you do bring Osa back. And I know we have that coming up at noon today, that long discussion there. And I'm kind of curious what that conversation's like with that investment in the middle, and if you feel comfortable with that. But the player himself, I would bet on him being a solid piece for a year or two, is what I would bet.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel comfortable if I'm giving up a pick and however much money you're talking about.
And somebody just brought up that the Commanders are not trading Jonathan Allen within division. First of all, I don't know if I actually even think that that line of thinking exists anywhere near as strongly as it used to be. Second of all, they might cut him. So if the options are you might cut him and he could go to the Cowboys anyway, or you can at least pick up a pick at a time when you might be deficient in the upcoming draft, I absolutely think that you make
the Niners gave up Debo to a conference rival that they would have to face in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that is if you're in that mindset, don't even trade to the AFC. Because you might have to play them in the Super. I get you're like, you have to play them twice in 1 year. But I'm with you. I think that people are more interested on what their plan is for their team rather than what other teams are. The big thing here is looking at Washington, Kevin. At the moment, they've lapped the Cowboys in talent again.
Sure.
And like, I think they're only second to Philly in talent in the conference right now. So what they have, and they're looking to add. And they're looking to create some other ways, avenues of space here.
From the 903, the Cowboys are not making any trades for players unless there's an injury. We're rebuilding. We all know that. I hate to tell you this.
Are you rebuilding with a $60 million quarterback?
And you're not rebuilding with a $25 million franchise tag. Cowboys don't view it that way at all.
The idea probably is that this year still isn't the year. Like, sure. That, like, this isn't the guys, this isn't the all-in year. It's probably a year or two away, and they're still trying to develop their young talent. But I don't think the Cowboys just don't do a rebuild. They don't do a complete real rebuild right way.
And the thing that we always have to say with these is, that's not what I would do, but what I would do is irrelevant. Yeah. That's what the Cowboys are doing. I don't think that they're looking at franchise tagging Osa. And I know they're going to work on a long-term deal as well. They could change that number. But I don't think they're even considering franchise tagging Osa because they think that they're rebuilding.
No.
Like, that. No. I don't think that's the case.
How do we rebuild and win?
Yeah.
Like, that's the real way to rebuild is tank. So you can have a top pick, so you can get a cheap quarterback. Like, you're trying to get one of those top 2-3 quarterbacks. You want number one overall.
Right.
Tank that way. Open up plenty of space by trading away some of your players, and then maybe taking 1 or 2 years to take the massive hit on your salary cap on whatever their dead money is going to be, and then load back up where you're like Washington, where you have $100 million, a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, and a stout defense and some pretty good offensive weapons.
And look, I know what comes along with all this magical wheeling and dealing is you need a partner to make all this happen. But I woke up at 3 a.m. this weekend and I went to the whiteboard and here's what I determined. The Cowboys have 4 5th-round picks and 2 6th-round picks. All right, I dealt off one of those fifths to get Kupp. I dealt off one of those 6 to get Allen. That leaves me with 3 5th-round picks. And I also conjured a way in which I could trade my regular 5th and a comp 5th for a late 4th-round pick. So now all of a sudden, I have all of your picks bound in all of the rounds. And I got you Cooper Kupp. And I got you Jonathan Allen. Figure the rest out!
You should really do some like breathing or something. Like at 3 a.m, you shouldn't be doing that, Kevin. You need some sleep, dude. Yeah, get some rest, bro.
That's true. But then...
You're referencing Jerry. Okay, I see what you did.
Man, maybe. But then, like, I leave the TV on when I go to sleep. It depends on what channel you leave it on, because unfortunately, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and
National
it's like...
Anthem's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they do that anymore. Maybe. But either someone's going to steal your identity, or you definitely need this marital aid, or whatever. And it's like, how am I supposed to get back to sleep now?
Obviously, if that marital aid works, then you're going to be relaxed after.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.